一点祷告。
Let us pray.
在这样爱我们的主跟前
，I love the Lord who loves us so much.
我们的心深深的感谢你。
Our hearts deeply give you thanks.
你是这样的爱我们。
That you love us so much.
为我们降卑到这样的地步。
That you would humble yourself to such a state.
你是何等荣耀尊贵的主。
You are such a glorious and precious Lord.
却来成为奴仆的样式。
That you came in the form of a slave.
来服侍我们。
To serve us.
照顾我们。
To take care of us.
拯救我们。
To save us.
我们才能够有今天这样蒙恩的地位。
In order that we may have such a position of grace before you.
我们满心感激。
We are full of thanks before you. And we give our worship to you.
早晨，我们的心等候在你跟前。
This morning, our hearts wait before you.
我们要在你面前领受你的话语。
And we desire to receive your word from you.
愿主用你的荣耀来吸引我们。
May the Lord's glory attract us.
愿主用你的爱来充满我们。
May the Lord's love fill us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.我们先和弟兄姊妹来读一节圣经。
Let us read a passage from the Bible.
马太福音第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
十一章二十九节。
Chapter 11, verse 29.
我先读一遍，米莱娃读一遍，然后大家读一遍。
So Brother Wang will first read it, and then I'll read it, and then everyone will read it.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
大家一起读啊。
Together, read this, please.
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. 今天我要讲的主题就是来讲到学主的谦卑。
And so today's topic that we're to share upon is to learn the Lord's humility.
主耶稣说，你们当学我的样式。
The Lord says, learn from me.
主耶稣的样式，其中的一个就是他柔和谦卑。
And one of the characteristics of the Lord is that he is so humble.
这是主耶稣基督生命的一个特点。
This is a special point about the Lord's life.
我们基督徒的成长和这个降卑有非常重要的关系。
So a Christian's growth and his humility, there's a great connection.
也可以说，一个基督徒在属灵生命上有没有成长，要看我们有没有学会了降卑的基督的降卑样式。
Or in other words, to see whether a Christian has grown is based upon whether he has learned this act of humility.
在主耶稣的身上有很多美丽的样式。
In the Lord Jesus, there are many beautiful qualities.
那么其中一个呢，就是他降卑他自己。
And one of the qualities is that he is able to humble himself.
所以我们首先要知道了，这个降卑或者谦卑是主耶稣生命的一个特性。
And so to know that the Lord's lowliness and his humility, this is one of the Lord's special qualities.
这个谦卑啊，不是仅仅外表的一个态度而已。
And this humility is not just an outward attitude.
这个谦卑应该是里面的生命流露出来一种光景。
Now this humility is...It comes forth from within, and it's that condition that comes forth from within.
在宇宙中间，只有主耶稣才是真正的谦卑。
In the universe, only the Lord Jesus Himself is truly humble.
因为他的生命呢， 就是一个谦卑的生命。
Because his life is a life of humility.
除了主耶稣之外，可以说没有一个人是谦卑的。
Other than the Lord Jesus, we can say that there is no other person who is humble.
因为我们这些人都是亚当堕落的子孙。
Because we are the fallen descendants of Adam.
凡是亚当的子孙啊，都是堕落过的，所以没有一个人是谦卑的。
Any of Adam's descendants are fallen, so none of us are humble.
所以我们要来看主耶稣，他是千千万万人中第一人。
So we can see that the Lord Jesus, he is the one among 10,000.
他就头一个把谦卑显出来的一个人。
He is the first person to show forth humility.
啊，我们来说到主耶稣的谦卑的时候呢，我们要用圣经中两幅图画来把它表明出来。
And so to take a look at the Lord's humility, we want to look at two pictures in God's Word.
第一幅图画在腓立比书第二章。
The first picture is in Philippians chapter 2.
啊，我们翻到腓立比书第二章。
Let's go to Philippians chapter 2.
我们从第六节读起。
And we'll read from verse 6.
第六节到第八节。
Verses 6 to 8.
好。明天我再问多。
Who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men.
你看看，这主耶稣，他怎样的降卑他自己。
You can see the Lord how he humbles himself.
他本来有神的形象。
He had once the image of God.
哦，与神是同等的。
He is equal with God.
也就是说他就是神的自己。
And you could say he is God himself.
但是呢却不以与神同等为抢夺的。
But he did not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
他反倒虚己来成为我们这个人的样子。
And he made himself of no reputation and he came in the likeness of men.
他取了一个奴仆的形象。
He's taken on the form of a bondservant.
你想想看哦。一个尊贵荣耀的神的儿子。
If you can see this precious and glorious Son of God,
他有一天呢放弃他的所有。
That he's willing to give up his everything.
来成为一个奴仆的样子。
To become in the form of a bondservant.
在宇宙中间还有谁能够像主耶稣这么降卑的？
In this universe, is there anyone who is like the Lord who is so humble?
哦，我们主耶稣。来成为奴仆和一般人来做奴仆是不同的。
And when the Lord takes the form of a bondservant, that's different from others being a servant.
一般人做奴仆是因为他贫穷。
Most of the people who are servants are because they are very poor.
他欠了债，他还不起债。
Or they have debts, so then they're unable to pay those debts back.
他只好把他自己卖给人做奴仆。
So they have to sell themselves to become servants or slaves.
或者呢，他在环境中碰见非常不幸的遭遇。
Or perhaps in their circumstances, they've just come across are really difficult.
被人拐骗，被人卖走了，去做人家的奴仆去了。
Or perhaps they were deceived and somebody just took them.
那个约瑟就是这样一个人啊。
And so Joseph was such a person.
他是把他哥哥卖掉。
He was sold by his own brothers.
到了埃及去做奴仆去了。
So that he became a slave in Egypt.
这世上的人呢、啊，都是不得已才落到一个奴仆的那么可怜的光景。
And so in the world, people just not by choice have become servants.
但主耶稣来做奴仆可完全不一样。
But the Lord Jesus as a servant is completely different.
主耶稣来做奴仆啊，那是甘心乐意的。
The Lord Jesus as a servant, he did this so willingly.
因为他有个目的。
Because he has a purpose.
就来服侍我们这帮人。
It is to serve us.
而我们这帮人呢，又是堕落到那么极深的地步。
And we such people have fallen to such a degree.
所以主耶稣呢，只好降卑他自己啊，来给我们一样。
So the Lord would humble himself so that he would be just like us.
为了靠近我们。
In order that he may draw near to us.
为了能够体贴我们人的许多的软弱的光景。
So that he can be close to our weaknesses and our
conditions. 他可以来服侍我们。
So that he can serve us.
所以主耶稣来做奴仆，就是为着要服侍我们这些软弱的人。
the Lord Jesus as a servant, it is because he wants to serve weak people such as us.
我们这帮人实在是有很多很多的痛苦，很多很多的难处。
And we, such people, have many sorrows and difficulties.
那么主耶稣基督呢，就来要寻找我们这些在难处中的人。
And so the Lord came to seek us who live in hardship.
所以啊，他就成为跟我们一样的人。
Therefore, he became just like us.
就是为了照顾我们，为了拯救我们，为了服侍我们。
Is to take care of us, to save us, and to serve us.
我们再看看第二幅的图画。
Let's take a look at the second picture.
要看约翰福音第13章。
Let's look at the Gospel of John, chapter 13.
我们从第三节到第五节。
And we'll read from verse 3 to verse
5. 耶稣知道 父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要回到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所梳的手巾擦干。
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. This is a truly beautiful picture. Let's take a look at what the Lord has done. And that day, as he was with his disciples, he realized that the Father already wanted to give him glory. So he does one thing. So he stood up. So he left his position to stand up.
离开他那个很丰富的享受的光景,
to leave this condition of abundantly being satisfied,
也可以说离开他自己的宝座,
you could say that he stood up to leave his throne,
简单一句话呢, 就他放下自己的身段,
or simply put, to just lay aside that which he was used to.
有很多的朋友啊, 当我们就传福音给他的时候,
often, the people who we spread the gospel to
是主耶稣基督，是神的儿子，他到地上来，要来拯救我们。
And we tell them that God's Son from heaven has come to save us on the earth.
所以很多的朋友说，神不是大能的吗？
So a lot of friends say, well, isn't God almighty?
那么神如果大能的话，到我们落在罪恶当中，好像落在大水里面一样。
And so
落在大，我们这帮人好像掉在大海里面一样。
So we as such people seem like we're in an ocean.
那么神要救我们嘛，只要伸出一个小指头来，把我们一勾，就可以勾上来了。
And so if God, because he's so almighty, could just use his finger and save us.
那何必他亲自来做人呢？
So why would he have to become a man?
因为这些朋友们呢，就不晓得神的爱心。
Because these friends don't understand the love of God.
神爱我们不是单单的就是伸出个小指头来把我们勾一下。
And God loves us to the point where he's not just going to use a little finger to save us.
神是要叫耶稣基督到地上来和我们同甘共苦。
He wants his son, the Lord Jesus, to go through the same sufferings as we do.
当我们落在罪恶的捆绑中的时候，
so that when we were in the bondage of sin,
当我们因为那么软弱，那么贫穷，
and when we're so weak and so poor,
他就来成为我们一样的样子呢， 就为了靠近我们这些人。
And he became in the likeness of men so that he could draw near to us.
你要知道啊， 当我们在痛苦中啊，
you have to know that when we are suffering,
如果有一个人能够关心我们， 靠近我们，
if there's someone who will care for us and draw near to us, it causes our hearts to be so comforted.
有弟兄曾经讲过这么一个比喻。
And so one brother had once given this parable.
他说他有一天啊，他坐在院子里面休息的时候，
He was resting in the garden.
看见很多的小鸟啊，在那吃东西。
And he saw many little birds eating.
哎，他就好心好意啊。
And so with his, he was very happy.
他说，我去拿一把那个粮食来，就喂给这些小鸟吃吧。
And so he was very kind and decided to bring something to feed the birds.
是当他扎了一把麦子啊。要给这个小鸟喂小到小鸟跟前喂他们吃的时候
and so when he gave them some corn for the little birds
这个小鸟啪他们就飞走了
and all the birds flew away
因为他们不了解这个人的心意
because the birds didn't understand
因为这个人本来是为爱这些小鸟
because this man he loved the birds
啊，要来帮助他们要来供应他们
he wanted to feed them and give them something
他完全是好心好意的
And he had such a kind heart.
但这个小鸟不懂得人心意。
But yet these little birds did not understand the
man's heart. 因为这个人一定不怀好意，要来抓我们。
And so they thought that maybe this man was coming to catch us.
所以他们一哄而散。
So they just fled.
他说我们这些人呢，就是这个样子。
And so he said, we are like such people.
天上的神是那样的爱我们。
That the God in heaven who loves us so deeply.
他真是巴不得能够多亲贴近我们。
And that he just wants to draw so close to us.
要帮助我们，供应我们。
To help us, to support us.
但是今天我们这些人都不懂得神的心意。
But yet we such people today do not understand the heart of God.
我们常常把神的心意误会。
And we often misunderstand the heart of God.
所以呢，神就想啊。
So God thought.
为着要叫我们懂得他的心意的话呢。
That in order for us to understand his heart,
就除非他也来成为我们人的样子。
It's unless he becomes in the form of man.
就当他来跟我们一样，像我们一样的一个人。
So that he become like a man.
我们的虚弱自身，主耶稣也来成为虚弱自身。
And so that we who are in a fleshly body, that the Lord Jesus would also be in a fleshly body.
我们会经过许多的试探，常常被软弱受困。
And so we may go through many, many temptations.
好，那么主耶稣呢，也为我们凡事经过试探。
And so then the Lord also went through all temptations.
啊，并且呢，他得胜了。
Yet he overcame.
所以他能够了解我们人在地上种种的难处。
So he could understand all our sufferings on this earth.
当然，我们这个人变麻雀是不可能的事情了。
And so for a man to become
人变那个小鸟啊，是不可能的事情。
For a man to become a sparrow, it is not a possible thing.
但是神变人的话呢，神来成为人的话呢，那是很容易的事情。
But for God to become man, it is a very easy thing.
因为神是全能的神。
Because God is an almighty God.
他没有一件事情做不到。
There's nothing that he is unable to do.
所以他来离席站起来。
So that's why he left the supper and stood up.
并且呢，脱下外衣。
And also he took off his outer garments.
本来主耶稣就是光明荣耀之中。
First he was in such a glorious position.
主耶稣你看懂，其实主耶稣啊，那马太福音那个变化山上所显现的形象，就像了主耶稣的荣耀。
Because in the Mount of Transfiguration, you can see the glory of the Lord Jesus.
但是当主耶稣来成为人的时候呢？
But when the Lord became a man,
他把外面的荣耀、外面的能力、外面的尊贵，通通都放下。
He laid aside his glory, his majesty, and everything.
来成为一个没有家型美容的人。
To become as a person without former beauty.
所以当主耶稣啊，把神的儿子到这来做人，来做耶稣的时候啊。
So when God came as a man in the form of Lord Jesus,
他成为一个木匠的儿子。
He became a carpenter's son.
降生在这个最卑微粗鲁的马槽的里面。
And he was born in this really lowly manger.
他没有那个令人羡慕的那个外表。
He had nothing on the outward that people would desire of him.
所以那个时候主耶稣不过是三十来岁啊。
And so when Jesus was about 30-something,
因为他生长在木匠的家里边啊，很辛苦。
Because he was born and raised in a carpenter's home, it was very difficult.
因为他为着我们人的缘故，凡事都经过试探。
And for our sake, he went through all temptations.
所以啊，他三十来岁的人，人家看起来快将近五十岁的样子了。
And so when he was about 30-something, he almost looked like he was 50-something.
所以看见的人呢，都不羡慕他。
And so when people looked at him, they didn't desire him.
这个不是木匠的儿子吗？
And they would say, well, isn't he the carpenter's son?
他的妹妹弟弟我们都是知道。
And we know they're brothers and sisters.
所以人家都不羡慕他。
So no one desired anything from him.
因为主耶稣已经把他那个加美的外衣啊，统统都脱下了。
Because the Lord Jesus has taken off his beautiful outer garments.
并且呢，他拿一条手巾束腰。
And he actually girded himself with a towel.
拿一条手巾束腰啊，那就是奴仆的样子。
And when you gird yourself with a towel, that is the shape of a servant.
因为至于奴仆啊，他是一直一条手巾束在腰上。
Because only a servant would gird his waist with a towel.
因为奴仆经常要做事情。
Because the servants had to do many things.
要扫地，要抹桌子等等。
They had to sweep and they had to dust.
要服侍人呢，所以他一定有一条手巾啊，就束在腰上，就插起来比较方便。
And so they had to serve others, so to have the towel on their waist is more convenient.
然后呢，他就挨着门徒的脚啊，一个一个就替他们洗脚。
And so he knelt down before his disciples and washed every one of their feet.
哎呀，你走到这里啊，你的感觉如何啊？
And so if he came to such a state, what is your feeling?
你知道洗脚啊是一件最卑下的事。
And you know, to wash someone's feet is one of the most humble things. We always think other people's feet stink.
所以啊，我们都不愿意跟别人洗脚。
So we wouldn't be willing to wash others' feet.
那我一辈子里面呢，我只给我的儿子女儿洗过脚。
And so in my whole life, I only washed my son and daughter's feet.
因为当我们的孩子啊小的时候啊。
Because when my children were small.
虽然他的脚很脏呢，我们做父母的就给他洗脚。
Because even though their feet were so dirty, we would wash their feet. Because other than my own children's feet, other people's feet I want to wash.
都脏都臭啊,
it's so dirty and so smelly.
那个鞋子一脱，那个臭味就冲出来了，是不是？
And so when you take off the shoe, you could smell the odor.
但是呢，主耶稣为了爱我们的缘故啊,
but the Lord, because he loves us,
门徒的脚最脏,
even if the disciples' feet were the most dirty, he would still wash them.
所以主耶稣啊，就是因为爱我们的缘故，要除掉我们因为犯罪在地上所遭遇到的种种的血肉和痛苦。
And so the Lord, he wants to cleanse us of everything that we've walked through in this road in terms of sin and suffering.
我们这帮人在地上啊， 因为我们所行所作，我们真是满身都是污秽。
And so the things that we do, the things that we say, we're just full of filth.
主耶稣就来替我们除掉这些污秽的东西。
And so the Lord would take away all these dirty things from us.
你们知不知道, 直到今天，主耶稣还在这里洗我们的脚。
And do you know, brothers and sisters, that our Lord is still washing our feet today?
当我们唱了后,
and when we get in trouble, and when we come across many hardships,
不但我们自己受了玷污,
not only are we dirtied,
并且也遭人家的讨厌,
and we also cause others to be repulsed by us.
人家一看见你所做的事情,
when people look at our actions,
他们都恨不得离开你远远的,
and they just want to leave away from you.
他觉得跟你在一起就是一种羞耻。
And so they don't want to share in your shame.
所以我们讲，因为我们的失败，我们的软弱。
And so because of our failures and our weaknesses,
常常叫别人不喜欢我们。
It causes others to be repulsed by us.
别人讨厌我们。
And so they are repulsed by us.
别人离开我们远远的。
And they leave and go far away from us.
就是因为这样，我们才觉得我这个人真的很孤单。
And so I feel very lonely.
哎呀，我这个人很可怜啊。
Or I feel pity for myself.
没有人关心我。
No one will care for me.
没有人帮助我,
no one will help me.
没有人靠近我,
no one wants to draw near to me.
感谢主, 别人都不敢靠近我们,
so we thank the Lord that though others dare not draw near to us,
他竟然不但来靠近我们,
yet the Lord Jesus is willing to draw near to us.
他那个地下头来替我们洗脚,
that he would kneel down the floor to wash our feet.
替我们洗脚啊, 就是主耶稣替我们收场啊,
and
收拾这个场面。
So for the Lord to wash our feet, it's really him taking care of the condition. Because we have met so many difficulties. No one cares about us.
那主耶稣觉得他因为爱我们的缘故啊, 他就来替我们收场。
But the Lord, because He loves us, that He takes care of our condition.
替我们料理我们所热出来的那个种种的麻烦和后果。
That He would take care of everything that we've met in terms of our hardships.
用他生命的活水来供应我们。
That He would use His living water to support us.
把我们的脚在地上所沾染到的种种的污秽啊。 通通都给我们清洗干净,
and with His living water, He cleanses us from all our filth that we meet in this world.
叫我们可以坦然无惧地来到我们的神跟前,
so that we can just come before our God in boldness.
弟兄姊妹, 你想想好不好啊?
Francis, so you think this is wonderful?
本来我们这些人是极其败坏污秽,
we were once so corrupt and we're so dirty. And even others do not want to draw near to us. So the Lord takes us and He cleanses us. So that we can come before our God. And to enjoy God's love. To enjoy God's grace. And to praise Him for His glory. So that all His abundance will come to fill us. This is such a beautiful thing. This is the service of our Lord Jesus. And this is how the Lord humbled Himself in order to serve us. To bring us to such a blessed position. So it tells us of our Lord's humility.
所以基督徒生命的成长啊，就是基督这个样式在我们上显出来有多少。
And so a Christian's humility is when Christ's humility is manifested through us.
我们常常说我们的生命要成长。
We often say that we need to grow in our lives.
生命成长是怎样的成长？
So what kind of growth are we talking about?
生命成长并不是看你聚会有多少。
And so the growth of your life isn't to see how many meetings you attend.
生命成长也并不在乎你读圣经读过多少遍。
And this growth is not based on how many times you've read the Bible.
甚至生命成长也并不是每天你有没有祷告。
And growth is not based on whether you pray every day.
当然这些事情都是很重要。
And of course these things are very important.
我们经常聚会是很重要。
And we often meet together, it's very important.
我每一天读神的话也是很重要。
And our daily reading of God's word is important.
我每一天祷告也是很重要。
Our daily praying is very important.
但是真正的成长还不看这些事情。
But true growth is not based on just these things.
真正生命成长不成长，就是看基督那个样式，基督的生命的光景，在我们身上显出来有多少。
But then growth is based on how much of Christ's life is manifested through us.
So, 基督生命的成长就是确定我们基督徒生命成长的那个光景。
And so, for a Christian's life to grow, it is to see how much of Christ's life is shown through you.
好，现在主耶稣呢呼召我们呢，他说：“主耶稣，我心里柔和谦卑。”
And so when the Lord calls us, He says, come, for I'm meek and lowly of heart.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吧？ 神的心意就是要我们身上显出基督的生命的样子来。
Brothers and sisters, you know that it's God's heart that He wants us to show forth His Son's life.
神今天在我们身上的工作也是 要在我们身上做出基督的样式来。God's
work in our lives is so that we can show forth Christ's likeness.
那我们再仔细一点来讲到这个谦卑的样式是什么样叫做谦卑的样式。And
so let's in a detailed manner look at what it means to be humble.
我觉得谦卑的样式第一点呢，就是肯放下自己。I
think that the first point about humility is that you're able to let go of yourself.
腓立比书第二章里讲到，反倒虚己。And
Philippians chapter 2, it tells us that we have to lay aside ourselves.
所以这个谦卑啊，不是外表的一种态度而已。So
humility is not just some outward attitude.
也不是我们口头上的一种表态。It's
not some sort of manifestation based on what we say.
有许多人呢，口头上讲的很谦卑。
And a lot of people they can speak very humbly.
讲就是说，哎呀，我不行啊，我很软弱啊。
They'll say, "Oh, I can't. I'm so weak."
光是口头上这么讲一讲啊，都不算数的。
But if you just say it, doesn't really mean it.
像我们周围就是说啊，你走在前面呢、啊，我就啊，我在你后面呢、啊。
Or like, "Oh, you can go in front of me, and I'll walk behind you."
虽然讲这些话有这样的动作。
And even though he or she says these things and has these actions,
这个并不表示这个人谦卑。
This does not mean that this person is humble.
啊，那个真正的谦卑呢，乃是你肯不肯放下你自己。
Now, true humility is based on whether you're willing to let go of yourself.
因为主耶稣给我们看见了，谦卑就是虚己，就是没有自己。
And so, humility is to be without self.
特别是当我们和人之间有争执的时候
especially when we have conflict with others
无论是夫妻之间的争执
whether it's conflict between husband and wife
或者我们儿女和父母之间的争执
or between children and parents
或者是朋友之间有了争执
or between friends
当两个人在那争吵的时候
when two people fight
人啊都总是觉得自己很有理
and people will think, oh, I have reason
总是觉得错的是别人，我自己是对。
Another person is wrong, but I'm right.
并且当两个人争来争去争的时候啊
，When two people are fighting,
总不愿意先停下来。
And then they're unwilling to stop.
我们总想把别人先说服他。
And we say that they must be dealt with this person.
要叫对方先停下来，我们才甘心。
And until the other person stops, will we be happy?
所以有人说了，我们两个人相争，常常争，最后的发言权。
And so.When we fight like this,
那就谁都不肯先放下自己。
And there's no one's willing to let go of themselves.
尤其是当别人指责你的时候。
Especially when someone corrects you.
当别人冤屈你的时候。
Or when people rebuke you.
当别人误会你的时候。
Or when they misunderstand you.
所以这个时候啊，你肯不肯你放下你自己认为是对的那一种的理由？
Then are you willing to let go of what you think to be the right reason?
你自己肯放下你自己的意见，放下你自己的那些看法。
Are you able to let go of your own perspective?
所以这个你能不能够把这些事情呢，就带到神面前去？
Are you able to bring this matter before God?
你不要自己去争执。
That you yourself are not.
这个是你放下了你自己。
That you let go of yourself.
你到神面前去对神说。
And you come before God and you say,
神啊,
God,
到底这件事情我是不是错了?
Have I been wrong in this matter?
到底我应该采取什么样的态度?
What kind of attitude should I be taking?
所以你放下自己啊，让神来替你做事。
So you let go of yourself and you allow God to work on your behalf.
我告诉你们，如果我们学会这个降卑的功课啊，
Brothers and sisters, if we can learn this work of humility,
你的生活要平安得多。
Your life will be so much more peaceful.
主耶稣说，你心里就必得像安息。
And you will receive rest within you.
你里面就不会那么多的愤恨。
You wouldn't be full of anger and hatred.
也不会那么多的恼怒啊，一种痛苦的情形。
Or this angry frustration.
所以呢，这个就是我们要放下自己，把一切都让在神的手中。
And so we need to let go of ourselves and put everything into God's hands.
那么第二点呢
？So the second point.
这个降卑啊，是肯站在无有的地位。
And so the second point is that you're willing to stand in a.
就是啊，你在神的光中。看见了自己的本相。
That in God's light you see your condition.
你认识了自己呢，你就肯站在无有的地位上。
So that when you recognize your condition, that you're able to stand in a place that cannot be shaken.
一个人啊，如果你没有在神的光中。
So if a person has not been under God's light.
我们每一个人都觉得自己很了不起。
We will think that we are so great.
觉得自己很强。
We think we're so strong.
觉得自己很能干。
We think we're so able.
觉得自己很好。
We think we're so good.
等到你在神的光中的时候。
But when you're under God's light.
神的光一照亮你的心房。
And when God illumines your condition.
你才发觉你自己这个人啊。
Then you'll discover that.
什么都不是。
You are nothing.
你什么都不行,
you are nothing and not able.
啊, 所以我们诗歌本里有首诗歌, 我非常喜欢,
and so there is a hymn that I really like.
它说, 当你荣光, 照耀我的心头,
when your light shines in my heart,
我的所有恶念就都消失了,
all my evil thoughts disappear.
啊, 我是无有, 你是万有, 我愿长寿持教,
that I am nothing, thou art all, I would be daily taught.
所以我每次喜欢唱这个诗歌来亲近主,
I really like singing this hymn to draw near to our God.
我要让主的荣光能够常常照亮我的心房,
I want the Lord's glorious light to fall upon my heart,
叫我里面所有的恶念就全都消失,
so that every evil thought will fade away,
对人跟人不平,
and my unrest with others,
对人跟人的气愤,
and my anger towards others,
对人跟人的争竞,
and my fighting with others,
当神的光一照的时候啊,让这些就全都消失掉了,
when God's bright beams fall upon us, that all our evil thoughts fade away, and so that I can just let go of myself before the Lord.
主啊,我是无有,
and then we can say that I am nothing,
你是万有,
that you are all.
所以我们看见那天主耶稣讲的那个比喻,
and so that day we see the Lord's parable.
他是有两个人到圣殿去祷告,
he said two people have gone to the temple to pray,
一个法利赛人, 一个税吏,
one is a Pharisee and the other is a tax collector.
这个法利赛人觉得很了不起,
and the Pharisee felt that he was so
他说,
great.
神啊, 我每个礼拜禁食两次,
he said, oh Lord, I just come to the temple twice,
我也常常祷告神, 救济穷人,
and I pray and I just give to the poor.
他总是觉得他做了许多许多的好事,
and so he mentions many, many things that he's done.
我不像那个税吏,
I'm not like that tax collector.
你知道这个税吏都坏都坏啊,
and this tax collector, he's so evil.
我们很多人啊,祷告时都讲的别人不对,
and often when we pray, we always think that the other person is wrong.
我的丈夫怎么怎么不好,
oh, my husband's so terrible.
我的妻子怎么怎么不好,
my wife is so terrible.
某某弟兄或者某某姊妹怎么怎么不好,
or that brother or sister is so terrible.
都觉得自己啊,比较就好,
and we think, oh, we're better.
那么这个税吏呢,
and the tax collector, when he came before God that day,
神的光照亮他了,
God's light shone into him.
他就是神啊, 开恩可怜我这个罪人,
and he said, oh Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner.
我正是一个罪人啊,
I am a sinner.
我的里面充满了各样的败坏的东西,
and within me I'm full of corruption.
神啊, 你开恩可怜我这个罪人啊,
have grace and mercy upon me, a sinner.
他觉得我什么都没有,
and he says, I have nothing.
我什么都不能,
I am unable.
我什么都不是,
I am nothing.
主耶稣怎么说啊?
And what did the Lord say?
他这个税吏啊, 要比那个法利赛人啊, 在神面前献被称义了,
and so the Lord Jesus said that this tax collector is much more righteous than the Pharisee.
啊, 所以降卑, 一个人认识自己啊, 就能够降卑,
so when a person is able to know themselves, are they able to be humble?
肯站在一个无有的地位上,
and they're able to stand in a position of that they are nothing.
于是主耶稣 到一个地方去,
and so Jesus went to this place.
有一个妇人啊, 来求告主耶稣,
and so this woman was asking the Lord for something.
说大卫的子孙啊, 可怜我吧, 我女儿被鬼附得甚苦啊,
says, son of David, have mercy upon me, my daughter is possessed by demons.
这个门徒都讨厌这个女人,
and so the disciples were, didn't like the woman,
想赶快打发她走,
and wanted her to leave.
主耶稣也说, 不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃,
he said, it's not good for me to give my children's food to the little dogs.
你想家事你去祷告主耶稣,
so say if you went to pray to the Lord,
主耶稣说不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃,
the Lord says, I cannot give my children's food to the little dogs.
因为那个时候以色列人呢是神的儿女,
because at that time the Israelites were God's children,
他们是神的选民,
and they are God's chosen people.
除了以色列人之外,
other than the Israelites,
其他的外邦人啊, 他们看起来都像狗一样,
and then the Gentiles, they looked upon them as dogs.
那就是误会,
that means they're dirty and they're low.
假如我们听主耶稣这么讲一句话,
so if we hear the Lord saying such words, I can't give it to the little dogs, how would you feel?
假如是我的话,
if it was me, I'd be really angry.
岂有此理啊?
And so what?
这个还是神的儿子,
this is God's son.
他是个拯救罪人的了,
he's supposed to be saving us.
居然说我当成狗一样,
and yet he would treat me like a dog.
啊, 我就,
I would be saying, I won't believe in Jesus.
这样你耶稣我还信他干什么?
this kind of Jesus, why would I believe in him?
我马上就跑掉了，是不是啊？
And I would just run away.
但是啊，那一天这个嫁娘妇人啊，
But yet that day, that woman,
她正是降卑她自己了。
She humbled herself.
她说主啊，就是狗呢，也是桌子上掉下来就碎渣了。
And so the woman said, Oh Lord, even dogs will eat the crumbs on the table.
那意思就是说，我本来是不配的。
And so she's saying that I was once unworthy.
我是个外邦的罪人。
I'm a Gentile sinner.
其实我就像狗一样。
I'm like a dog.
那就是说，我是个卑贱的人。
I'm such a low person.
我是个污秽败坏的人。
I'm a dirty, filthy person.
我是个可怜的罪人啊。
I'm a sinner that's pitiable.
所以一个人呢，觉得自己好。
So when a person thinks that they're great, think they're right,
像法利赛人一样的人,
just like the Pharisees,
你没办法接受救恩,
you will be unable to receive salvation.
你传福音给他，他也不肯接受,
if you give, spread the gospel to them, they will not
receive.
It's only when a person recognizes their fallen nature.
哎，我这个人啊，真是骨髓的污秽，我这个人不比他干净啊。
And when I recognize how dirty I am,
你知道我这个人里面啊，多骄傲啊。
And you know how prideful I am.
你知道我这个人多贪心啊。
You know how greedy I am.
你知道我这个人里面那么多的仇恨啊。
You know how much hatred I have.
你知道我这个人里面有多多误会败坏的思想啊。
And you know how many evil thoughts I have in
me. 你们不要以为说狗是误会低贱的。
And not only are dogs low.
其实我这个人呢，比狗还不如啊。
But I am even worse than a dog.
所以迦南妇人肯降卑她自己。
So that Canaanite woman was able to humble herself
对啊，我实在是个污秽败坏之人。
And said, God, I am really such a filthy sinner.
就像这个狗一样的。
I'm just like a dog.
但是呢，狗也可以吃主人桌子上掉下来那个碎渣了。
But a dog is able to still eat those crumbs from the master's table.
这个肯站在这么降卑的地位。
So when that woman was able to stand in such a lowly position,
认识自己的无有的时候,
and to recognize that she has nothing,
主耶稣的恩典马上就临到了这个妇人,
that the Lord's grace immediately poured down upon that woman,
她说你这样的信心啊,
and said, you such have faith, return,
你的女儿已经好了,
because your daughter is well.
这个迦南妇人就梦到恩典了。
And so that Canaanite woman received grace that day.
所以你知道吧, 我们一个人肯降卑自己啊, 就叫我们在神面前梦到丰富的救恩。
So my sisters, when we are able to humble ourselves, we are able to receive such abundant salvation.
如果我们不肯降卑自己的话, 我们在主的道路上是没办法长进的。
And if we are unable to humble ourselves, we are unable to grow on this path of the Lord.
当我们肯降卑自己的时候,
when we are willing to let go of ourselves and humble ourselves, and stand in a position that I am nothing,
你看见神的丰富啊, 都要从桌子上天上掉下来，临到你的身上。
Then you can see that God's abundance will pour down upon you.
好，第三个降卑的意思。
The third point about humility.
我们来学主的样式吗？
We need to be like the Lord.
第三种的情形呢，就是降卑，就是肯接受别人的交通或者别人的劝勉。
It is that you're able to receive others' fellowship and their encouragement.
我们说这里啊, 我们可以有一个测验。
And then we often have this perspective.
一个人是否谦卑,
if a person is really humble,
你不要去看他外表讲的话,
you do not just look at their outward words,
也不要只看外表的他的态度动作,
nor look at their outward attitude or actions.
有一个测验呢, 就是当别人和你来交通的时候,
but it's when others come to fellowship with you,
或者当别人来给你劝勉的时候,
or when some people come to admonish you,
你能否听得进去?
Are you able to listen and hear it?
当别人用忠言相告的时候, 你能否接受别人的忠告?
When people have a warning before you, are you able to receive that?
我们做小孩子的时候啊,
when we were kids,
或者我们看我们的小孩子们啊,
or when I look at my kids,
就常常有这个情形。
They have such a condition.
这个大人呢，当然有很多的话要告诉他的孩子们。
And so, of course, the adult has many things to tell their children.
啊，你要这样啊，你要那样啊。
You have to do this. You have to do that.
但这个孩子们什么反应啊？
But how does the child react?
我不要听，我不要听，我不要听。
I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear.
把耳朵就捂起来，我不要听，不要听，不要听。
And then they would plug their ears and say, "I don't want to listen to it."
我们基督徒呢也是这样子情形。
So we Christians are like that sometimes.
当有人用忠言相告。
Often when people give us advice,
给我们一些指点,
to show us something,
给我们一些劝勉,
to tell us not to do something, or to encourage us, or give us good fellowship.
其实那些给我们交通弟兄姊妹啊,
and so all this fellowship is out of love.
It
is to help us. So that we can be benefited from it.
And
so what is our reaction? Often we plug our ears like a child and say, I don't want to listen. And others' words we can't even hear one sentence. And so they brought such good words to you. To help you.
但是我们呢,
but we are unable to hear it.
啊, 所以我们在主面前是不是正正的降杯啊, 就看我们能不能够听别人的交通。
So whether we are truly humble is whether we can accept others' fellowship with us.
圣经里面记载一个亚兰王的元帅。
And so in the Bible there was
亚兰王的元帅。
Oh, general.
那个将军亚兰国的。 他叫乃麦,
oh, Naaman.
哎, mm-hmm.
And he had lots of leprosy.
And
so he was suffering.
因为全身都大大麻风啊, 这个,
because he was so full of leprosy. And people would not want to draw near to him.
And
so he's seen many physicians, but they couldn't help him.
有个以色列的小女子是被他们掳去的。And
so there was a little Israelite girl that they took.
那个小女子啊，就给她建议说，巴不得我主人呢，去见见我们以色列国的那个先知伊丽莎。And
so she goes, oh, why don't our master go and see the prophet Elijah in Israel?
如果 乃蛮, 我的主人, 能够去见我们以色列国先知的话呀, 我就, 我们的那个先知啊, 一定能够把主人医好。
And so if Naaman would go and see the Israelite prophet, then he would be healed.
假设是, 我是乃蛮的话呢,
so if I was Naaman,
哼, 你这个小女子算得了什么?
I would say, oh, you little girl, who are you?
你都是这以色列国都被我们打败了。
You were defeated by us.
你看,你们以色列人通通被我们掳到亚兰来了。
So all you Israelite people were brought here by us.
你还要跟我讲什么,这个好那个好的。
And why would you say this is good or that is good?
我们就听不进去,是不是?
So I wouldn't be able to listen.
这个乃麦就很好。
But this Naaman was very good.
乃麦呢, 不管这个小女子, 好像她的身份都不如你。
And so he wasn't caring about her reputation.
好, 他就照着这个小女子的指示啊, 他就去见以色列国的元帅去了，以色列国的先知去了。He
listened to the Israelite girl, and he went to see the prophet in Israel.
这是他的头一步的降卑。So
this is his first mark of humility.
不坚持自己大元帅的地位。And
so he didn't care about his position as a great general.
能够接受一个小女子的忠告。He
was able to listen to the advice of a little girl.
那么他去的时候呢, 就带着很多金子、银子还有衣服。
And so when he went, he brought much gold, silver, and clothing.
因为他去想啊, 我们大元帅要去见一个以色列的先知。
Because he thought, me being such a great general to see the prophet of Israel,
那我就带很多很多礼物去给他。
Then I will bring many gifts to him.
让他给我好好的祷告, 给我医治。
So that he can pray for me and heal me.
哪里知道啊, 当这个亚兰, 这个元帅一到了伊丽莎那里之后啊,
so then when the general went to see Elisha.
这个伊丽莎呀, 连大门都不开,
so Elisha didn't open the door.
啊, 就叫他的仆人去告诉乃麦,
just sent his servants down to talk to Naaman.
好了, 你到约旦河去, 沐浴七次,
just go to Jordan River and just dip yourself seven times.
就好,
then you'll be healed.
这个乃麦一听,
so when the Naaman heard it, he was so angry.
我们这么一个上国的元帅来到你们这个小地方,
I'm such a great general from Syria.
你总是打开大门, 好, 这个欢欢喜喜地迎接我们,
and instead of opening the door to greet us,
请我们上座,
that you tell us to go.
然后呢, 你奉耶和华的名呢, 就替我祷告, 让我得到医治,
and shouldn't you be praying for me in Jehovah's name and healing me?
哪里知道, 你连大门都不打开,
how could you not even open the door?
你就一句话把我打发走了,
and you just give me one sentence and you can go.
叫我到约旦河里去洗澡七次,
to dip myself sometimes in
Jordan. 难道我们亚兰国那个大麻色河不比你们
So isn't our river even greater than yours?
He was
so angry, he was about to leave.
结果他的仆人说啊, 他先知跟你讲的话, 你为什么不肯照着去做呢?
And so the servant said to him, well, the prophet's words, why wouldn't you follow it?
这个男人好就好在这里。
And so this Naaman was good in this sense.
他一听见别人这么劝告了之后啊,
that when he heard others fellowship with him,
他就降卑下来了。
He humbled himself.
好吧, 我就放下自己的意见吧。
And so he said, okay, I'll let go of my perspective.
他叫我到约旦河去洗澡七次, 我就去吧。
And so if he told me to dip myself seven times, I'll go.
结果啊, 他到约旦河里面沐浴七次之后上来啊, 全身的大麻风都掉下来了。
And so after he dipped himself seven times, his body was completely healed of leprosy.
你的皮肤啊, 像婴孩的那么肌白, 那么光泽。
And his skin was as beautiful as an infant.
哦,你看, 这个人啊, 所有的误会办法都脱掉了。
You can see this person's filth and corruption is all left aside.
所以我们基督徒的梦恩啊, 去在于要谦卑能够领受别人的话。
And so for us to receive grace and is that we need to humbly receive others' fellowship.
特别是借神借着人传给我们的话。
Especially when God speaks to us through other people.
凡是神指示给我们的话。
And whenever God gives us instruction, and if we can obey
him,
to humbly accept these words,
我们身上许多的败坏,许多的软弱之点啊,
then all our corruption, our weakness, and our filthiness will be all laid aside.
我们就像婴孩一样啊, 我们一个重生的一个新生命就出现在我们身上。
We will be like an infant, like a newborn with this new life.
哎呀,这一点啊, 这是我们基督徒要好好的学习的。
So this is the point that we need to really learn well.
包括我自己在内,
including myself.
我们很多时候不大愿意听别人的话。
Often we are unwilling to listen to others' words.
能够接受别人的交通或者劝勉。
And to be able to receive others' fellowship or their encouragement.
就是看我们是不是肯降卑自己。
It is to see whether we're willing to humble ourselves.
因此那个大布道家穆迪弟兄
and there's this great Moody brother
那一天啊, 穆迪在讲台上讲道,
so one day brother Moody was preaching
那一天讲得很好,
and it was such a great message
那么他下了讲台之后呢,
and when he left the pulpit
一个老姊妹就在他说了,
the elderly sister came to him and said
他说啊, 你今天啊, 讲的道啊, 那个文法很有问题。
And he said that, oh, today as you were preaching, your grammar, there was a problem with it.
你的文法用得不对。
And how your grammar was incorrect.
那么假设是我的话呢, 文法对不对有什么关系啊?
So if it was me, I'd be like, so what if it was my grammar?
只要我有神的膏油, 就能够叫人得帮助就好了。
If I have God's anointing, then I can help others, so that's it.
但目的呢, 就降卑他自己。
But Brother Moody just humbled himself.
他说谢谢你给我指点。
And said, thank you for telling me.
你知道我的软弱,
you know my weakness.
所以请你为我祷告,
could you please pray for me?
你看, 这多好的一个灵啊,
you can see such a great example.
多么降卑自己的一个灵啊,
such a spirit that's willing to humble himself.
所以弟兄姊妹, 如果我们学会了这个降卑的样式,
oh, brothers and sisters, we are able to learn how to be humble.
我们基督的生命在我们身上要能够成长得很快速。
Then the life of Christ will be able to grow in us.
我们身上就能够显出主耶稣基督的荣耀美丽的样子来。
And so we are able to show forth God's glory and His beauty.
好,最后用几分钟来讲到,那我们如何来学习这个降卑呢?
So in these last few minutes, how can we learn to be humble?
这也是很重要啊。
It's very important.
那怎样来学习?
How do we learn?
要学习基督的样式,第一件事情呢, 必须先得着基督的生命。
To learn humility, we must first have Christ's life.
因为一个人啊, 如果你没有得到基督的生命啊, 你学也学不来的。
Because if a person does not have the life of Christ, you cannot even learn it.
以前在一个动物园里面呢, 有这个表演, 动物表演。
There was a performance at the zoo.
那也是表演, 表演猴子吃西餐。
And it's to show a monkey eating western food.
这个猴子啊, 穿上人的西装。
So this monkey was wearing a suit
打上领带,
with a tie.
好,那坐在餐桌上,
I was sitting at the table.
那个动物园的那个技师啊, 就一个指示要叫他表演猴子怎么吃西餐。
And so the zoo conductor told the crowd that the monkey was going to show the meal. And so then he had a knife and a fork.
那这个肉来了之后呢, 怎么切,
and how he would cut the meat and eat it.
这个盒子, 我还不会吃西餐, 那个盒子又表现得很好。
And so the monkey was really good because I can't even eat.
这个有一个小孩子啊, 刚刚吃完一块西瓜,
and so then there was a little child who just finished eating a watermelon.
就把这个西瓜皮啊, 就拿到猴子跟前去,
and so put the little peel in front of the monkey.
这个猴子西餐也不吃的, 刚刚都知道跳下来, 就去抢这块西瓜皮了。
And so then the monkey forgot about the meal and just
你看看,
went to get the peel.
所以这个猴子学人的是学不来了。
And so then a monkey to become a human, it's very difficult.
所以立刻, 因为他没有人的生命嘛, 所以他就猴子的本相马上就显出来了嘛。
Because he did not have the life of a person, so then they will show forth the monkey life.
所以我们必须有基督的生命啊, 我们才能够学基督的样子。
So we must have Christ's life in order to be like him.
我记得我的外孙啊,
I remember my
啊, 那时候还很小,
必须,
大概只有两岁, 两岁左右吧。
He was about 2 years old.
有时候他在我们家呀, 他拿那个电话筒在打电话,
so he would pick up the phone and call.
他把那个电话筒啊, 用这个手, 这个肩膀夹在耳朵旁边,
so he would put the phone between his shoulder and his ear.
那个手呢, 就这么, 这个悬着,
and his hand would be stretched out like that.
我们一看, 奇怪, 这个小孩子怎么打, 需要打电话, 怎么是这个样子呢?
So why would he make a call like that?
原来他的妈妈呀, 常常在厨房里做事啊, 一面做事啊, 一面这个话筒啊, 就架在耳朵旁边。
And so because his mother, whenever she was doing something in the kitchen, she would talk like that.
所以这个小孩子呢, 看起来妈妈经常是这样子呢, 他就, 他打电话也是这个样子。
And so because he saw his mom doing that, so he would do that too.
因为他有妈妈的生命。
Because he has his mom's life.
所以看见妈妈的样子呢, 就学妈妈。
So when he can see his mom, he would do that.
你看今天我们很多人都不是这样的吧?
And so a lot of us aren't like that today.
我们说, 哎, 这个某某人呢, 他怎么那样子, 就像他爸爸一模一样的, 你看看。
So we say, oh, this person, look, exactly like his dad.
这个某某人, 他讲话的态度啊, 就像他妈妈一样的讲话。
And so this person, when she talks, is just like the mom.
所以呢, 我们有了, 有了这个生命啊, 才能够学那个样子。
And so unless we have this life, can we able to copy that?
我们要来学基督的样子, 第一件事情, 你必须先接受主耶稣基督来做你的生命。
And so to have Christ's life, you must have God as your God.
第二件事情呢,
and the second thing,
我们要眼镜主是耶稣。
We need to imitate Christ.
哥林多后书第三章里有一节圣经。
In Colossians?
哥林多后书。
Oh, 2 Corinthians.
他是讲到, 他说我们众人既然敞着脸,
that we with unveiled, with veiled face,
就我们的心即是归向主啊,
that our heart should be to the Lord,
我们脸上的帕子就即是就除去了,
then that veil will be removed.
那么这样呢, 我们可以藏着脸来和主耶稣交通,
that we with unveiled face can have fellowship with
our Lord. 我们就像这个镜子里面反照一样,
we are like the reflection in a mirror.
那这, 我们看镜子是, 镜子里面和外面呢, 两个样子是一样,
and so when you look in a mirror and yourself, they're identical.
所以当我们藏着脸来看主耶稣的时候啊,
so when we with unveiled face can look at the Lord,
我们就像镜子反照一样, 荣上加荣, 如同主的灵变成的,
and so we reflect Christ's glory and glory upon glory,
我们变成主的样子了,
so that we are like the Lord's
所以,
likeness.
有了主的生命之后,
so when you have the Lord's life,
我们的脸啊, 要常常来主视主耶稣,
our face must always pay attention to our Lord Jesus,
来看看主耶稣的身上的样子,
to see our Lord's how he looks like,
来思想主耶稣,
to think upon him,
来瞻仰主耶稣的荣美,
to praise his glory.
当我们这样预看主耶稣,
so that when we meet him,
我们就越想他,
that we would become more like him.
是我们常常看一个人啊, 我们无形之中啊, 就说是这个人影响,
and so when we often look at somebody, we'll become influenced by them.
你跟谁都在一起,
so whoever you are with,
那你多看谁的话呢, 你就会都像谁。
The more you're with somebody, the more you're going to be like them.
我的外孙就是因为常常看他妈妈, 所以呢, 他一举一动就像他妈妈一样。
And so because my grandchildren are always with their mom, then they will be like their mom.
我们如果常常看主耶稣,
and so if we often look at our Lord
我们一举一动啊,
Jesus,
也能够像主耶稣的样子。
So our word and our actions will be like the Lord Jesus.
那么主耶稣那个美丽的生命就显在我们身上。
And so the Lord's a beautiful 他的谦卑, his beauty, his humility,
他的荣美,
his beauty
显在我们身上,
would be shown forth in us,
像从镜子里面反照一样,
just like a reflection in a mirror.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
我今天就教导到这里为止,
and we'll finish sharing here.
请Titus带我们祷告,
may Titus lead us in prayer.
Lord, we confess that oftentimes we are such arrogant people, we are so full of pride. When people look at us, they do not see you in us, Lord. But Lord, we thank you because your life is indeed in each one of us. So I pray that, Lord, that you will help us to fix our eyes on you, such that your life will indeed flow out from each one of us. I pray that, Lord, that we'll be able to learn this lesson of humility, such that we'll be more like you. Lord, I just pray that your Holy Spirit will come and minister to each one of us every day, and that we'll have hearts that want to learn of you, Lord. We just want to thank you in your precious name. Amen.